Now may God's grace and mercy and peace be yours in the name of Jesus Christ, who sowed so that we might be the reapers in him. Amen. I bring to you this morning the greetings and the best wishes and the oneness of the church expressed by the people of my parish, Holy Cross in Riverdale, Georgia. And I invite you to listen together with us to some familiar words that you've heard before in Matthew in chapter 13. Behold, a sower went forth to sow his seed. And some seed fell onto good ground, and it brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. I've suspected it for some time. God treats us like dirt. I mean, think about this in this parable. I mean, there's something romantic and something appealing about being a sower, but oh no, it's the Son of Man that is the sower. And I'd even kind of like to be the seed, I think. At least there's something organic about that. But oh no, the seed is the Word of God. We're the dirt. God treats us like dirt. You think about it. On one of those 6 days of creation, I forgot, I'll have to look at the story again. But on one of those 6 days of creation, God invented midterm exams. Why does God do that to us? I've had some problems in my life with health problems and some problems with the relationships that I've had. Why does God do that to me? And worst of all, I went into the ministry all starry-eyed, ready to make a difference in the church of God among all these other people that I just knew were kind and loving. And these people in the church of God turned out to be sinners. And they didn't treat me the way I thought I ought to be treated. Why does God do that kind of stuff to us? God treats us like dirt. And while I suppose I come to think of it, I deserve to be treated like dirt, God gave to me his call. He sent me out into the mission of the church. And instead, I got all wrapped up in myself. I was worried about me at the center of my universe. I forgot all about the mission of the church and chased after every temptation that Satan had ever invented. God treats us like dirt. But then I guess to really understand that parable, maybe you have to be like me. I grew up on the good black dirt of East Central Illinois. And I know what farmers think about their dirt. They see it as the thing that is the most valuable things in their lives. They take care of that soil, and they take care of that dirt, and they cultivate it, and they fertilize it, and they make sure that that's the one thing that is most important in their lives, as farmers at least, because they know that the dirt is that important to them. And maybe it's something similar that God has done for us in this plan of his mission of the church. God treats us like dirt. He cultivates us, and he fertilizes us. And you think about that, stuff that smells sometimes is not, you know, the action of a vindictive God. It's something that will help us to grow the seed of the Word of God in our hearts. God gives to us everything that we need to be the good soil and the good dirt, so that when the Word of God is planted in our hearts, it can take fruit, some 100-fold, and some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. I have had an outstanding experience for the last 2 days in this place, at this Missions Congress, hearing the words of men and women who are involved in the mission of the church. And now we're going our separate ways after this noon. I'm going back to Riverdale, Georgia. But I don't want any of you people to think that the mission of God is back there in Riverdale, Georgia someplace and there alone. I don't want any of you young men in this seminary to think that if you prepare long enough, someday God will call you to help out in the mission of the church. No, you are the mission of the church. You're the mission of the church as you read and study the Word of God, not just so that it can have some fruits 30 years from now, but so that right now, your professors, your wives, your fellow students can see the glory of God reflected in you. You are the mission of the church as you go home and kiss your wife and tell her how important she is in the ministry of God. You're the mission of the church as you witness to your children just how important the work of God is in this family and in this place. You are the mission of the church as you go home and you treat your pastors and your teachers in such a way that the children of your church think there is no better life than to work full-time in the church of God, because that's absolutely true. And wherever you go today, you are the mission of the church, realizing that God has not limited his mission just to me or to what I can do, but that he has called me to be a part of a grand and a glorious scheme that means to make disciples of people in every land and of every tongue and of every conceivable walk of life. That is an awesome task. And it would be overwhelming to me were it not for the simple reminder of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If it was important enough to Jesus that I would be with him for eternity, that he would give his life on the cross, I cannot imagine that same Jesus sending me out to do something without giving me the power to do it. I can't imagine Jesus asking me to go out and offer forgiveness to others without recognizing that I have been forgiven by God. And so today, as you go, I want you to go with your hearts higher than the spires of this building, because God has called you to do the most important work in the world, to be the mission of the church. And he doesn't send you out empty-handed. He sends you out armed with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And so today, go today and confess your sins to one another, realizing and knowing that those sins will be forgiven and offering to forgive the sins of others. Go out today recognizing who you are, sons and daughters of the King, who have been touched by the forgiveness of Jesus Christ and who have been called to not only to do, but to be the mission of the church. God has prepared each one of you mightily to do that task. God treated you, and he still does. He treats you like dirt. And thank God for it. So may God's peace, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever.